definitely human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Definitely Human presents Down.
Slow this thing down. Any luck with the radio?
Nothing's responding.
Try again!
This is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. Request urgent response.
Can you get under the control deck, freed by hand?
It's totally locked. Best I'd do is rip my fingers off.
I think we're getting through.
What does she think we're trying to do? Christ, my eyes. Sam, why are you still here? Get to the engine room. See if you can shut them down from there.
It's not...
Just do it!
I'll come with you.
Right. This is your bloody boat. Why don't you tell me where the off switch is?
Don't look at me.
Ugh.
Your head?
Yeah, I'll be fine. Come on.
I thought the engine room was this way.
Yeah, we're not going to the engine room.
But the captain said...
If external comms are affected, this isn't the engines. We need to get to the server room.
It can't stand much more of this.
Oh, I shouldn't worry. We'll be dead before the roof caves in. Engine room, where the hell is he?
Oh, it's no good. I can't get the casing off.
We need something to force it.
I'll try my keys.
Your keys?
You got a better idea?
Dollar ships. Overdesigned, that's the trouble. Pass me that hammer.
Done it. Right, get the doctor.
Steven, come quickly. What's wrong?
Nothing. I need a message to get to control, and I need you here. Grab me 2 circuit boards from the rack.
What's wrong?
Rubber gloves, quick.
There.
Right, I'm gonna pull these circuit boards out. When I do, we're going to lose all power. I need you to get to the command module and tell Charlie to be ready to activate the manual controls.
But if you do that, what happens to all the data that's collecting?
Do you want to be dead and clever, or alive?
Fine, do it.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yes, now go.
Do you know what you're doing?
Let's find out.
I don't think I contain much more of this.
Hold on, Sam. What the hell's happened now?
I've gone blind.
We've lost power. It's just the lights. The emergencies should kick in. See? I wonder if we've still got internal comms. We really need to know what he's playing at in the engine.
Message from Sam. He says try the manual controls now.
Got them! You can stop panicking now. I'm in charge.
Can you stop this thing?
I think that's what he's trying to do.
Pass me the boards.
Here.
Right, hold my arms.
I'm sorry?
Because they're shaking so much, I'm gonna mess this up. Please.
Right. Ready?
Ready. We're gonna slot the right board in place first, okay? Steady. In the hole!
Sorry!
There! One down, one to go. And...
Attention. All systems now online.
Oh! Activate computer-controlled descent.
Please agree to operating system terms and conditions before voice commands can be accepted.
Yes! Yes, we agree! For God's sake, yes!
Come on, you beauty. Work with me.
Just hold this to your nose firmly and keep it there.
Thanks. We're back! Virgil, activate computer-assisted descent.
Activate.
DSV Virgil to Mission Control. We're back online.
That's great. That's really great. Big congrats from all up here. We're tracking your rate of descent. Looks like you're returning to normal. Are you all okay?
This is Dr. Frame. I will, of course, be doing a full examination of the crew, but we should be all right.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Look at me. And the other eye... there.
What's the diagnosis?
Well, minor cut to the head, otherwise you're in great shape. You're still running?
Every day.
We've been very lucky. All that titanium in the hull must be good for something.
How's Marcus?
I've sent him to lie down. He'll be fine.
I've checked her over and we seem to be okay. A few bumps and scrapes of the hull, but we're sound.
That's great. Coffee?
Oh, please. Black, two sugars.
Black, two sugars.
Attention. Black, two sugars.
Oh, wonderful.
And just where the hell were you?
I'm sorry?
I called the engine room. Nothing.
It wasn't an engine fault, though.
No?
The problems were in the computer. It needed a hard reset to get it back under control.
You turned it off and on again.
You got it.
Yes. Well, good thinking. But next time you do as I tell you, understand? A good ship runs on discipline. Now, I want you in the command module. There's some sick to mop up.
Aye, aye, Captain Burden.
All right, Captain, you're next.
You keep your quackery away from me, and that's an order.
You are in command of making this thing go up and down, but in matters concerning the crew's health, I'm in charge.
All right, fine.
Good. Now hold still, I'm going to look at your eyes. Mm-hmm, good. Any headaches?
Only the usual.
Don't you think you're a little hard on your headache?
It's the only way he'll learn. He's got the makings of a fine sailor. He just needs discipline.
We received the upload you sent, but it's not looking good.
What, can you get anything off it at all?
Well, with the bonkers speed you were travelling at, coupled with Sam pulling the plug as it was transmitting, it's pretty corrupted. But Tony's passing it through the boys and girls in the tech team, so there's a faint glimmer of hope.
And you'll let Dr. Straker have a copy?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
And what does Mr. Van Lutyens think about this?
He's not your concern. Stick to your role, okay? We good? Things settling down, are they?
All quiet in here. You can tell the captain's not at the helm.
Play nice. Underneath all that sea captain stuff, he's good at his job.
I know. It's just all that sea captain stuff is getting in the way. It's still early days.
Let them settle. But keep an eye on it. And give me a buzz if it gets worse.
Dr. Frame might be the key to this. He seems to be the peacemaker.
Good. Then it's playing out as we hoped.
What's this door doing closed? Oh, it's you.
Sorry, I was talking to Mission Control.
Is that Charlie? It's good to hear your voice. I'm so pleased we have Strong Rock at the helm.
What can we do for you?
Just wanted to check in, post-hiccup. Also, our sensors read that you're approaching the first point our drones mapped as of interest.
That's right. Wild, go and get Dr. Straker. She should probably see this. And leave the door!
He's not giving you too much trouble. I promise he's not there to spy on you.
Just what have you gotten me into, Mentorn? This crew is hardly what I'd call efficient. Now my old ship...
They'll pick it up. They're the best team for this job.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
You okay? It's been a rough day.
You don't need to worry about me.
Marcus said you were looking for me?
Marion, I am so sorry this has happened. I feel just awful. This is so embarrassing.
It's fine.
But look, I'm going to leave you guys to it. I don't want to spoil Charlie's surprise. Good luck.
Gets a bit much, all that boundless enthusiasm. If I wanted to talk to a rabbit, I'd have started a pet shop.
What's this surprise?
We're at our first stop, apparently.
We're about 11,000 meters down. I still can't believe we could possibly get further. I mean, the implications are just incredible.
I don't care about the implications, Straker. Let's just deal with the here and now. You tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
Right. Slow to a stop.
Descent arrested.
If you want to see something amazing, I'd get up here now.
Really?
I think it's been earned.
Have we stopped?
We have.
How are you feeling?
Like, well, I just hope I'm up to the job.
We're here?
Sure looks like it.
Right, everyone, the recorders are already running, but this is where we get busy. We need to analyze and interpret what we're getting. Keep a lookout for anything interesting.
Life?
New life. That's what I'm interested in. This is unexplored territory, so anything we see is worth a look. Sam, keep an eye on the systems. After today's little accident, I want you to warn us if you see something you don't like.
Right.
Steven, not much for you to do right now. Sorry.
I'm happy just watching.
All right. Charlie, let's have a little light.
Here goes.
Wow.
It's beautiful. And we're the first people to see it.
Not much to see.
It's so dark.
Like an alien world. And we're gonna learn all about it. No going back now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Down, Part 3. Written by Matthew Woodcock, starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker, Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde, Max Upton as Sam Jansen, Peter Davis as Stephen Frame, David Knight as Charlie Dresden, E.J. Martin as Laura Mentorn, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalling. Down is a Definitely Human production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.